Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. This is the radio show where you either get angry with your sin and repent, Matthew 3, 2, Acts 20, verse 21, Acts 2:38, or you get angry at the preacher. So there's no in-between nights, right? Jesus said, we're going to be hated by all men for his name's sake. And why is that? Well, if you go to John 15, this is my commandment, that you love one another. But if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Also read John 7:7, because his brothers even contended with him in such a fashion that I'm sharing with you even now. So with that said, folks, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. We're going to be talking about the FBI whistleblowers, and basically what you're going to hear, I want to play the entirety of it. I do, because I want you to hear these FBI insiders that are coming out and blowing the whistle on the corrupt procedures of the FBI. They're using your tax dollars, folks, to target the innocent, not the guilty. Folks, they're creating domestic enemies is what they're doing. And you're going to hear from them exactly what you've been told from this radio program for years and years and years, folks. You're even going to hear this first whistleblower, and I will let this out, talk about how he didn't swear to uphold, he swore to uphold the Constitution, not the FBI, in so many words, friends. It's exactly right. Well, these organizations, these agencies are being used to weaponize against the American people. And if you don't want to believe any of the information that's been given unto you by those that are faithful enough to actually release that information to you and warning you of the impending danger, then go ahead and listen to them, because they're going to tell you exactly what you heard from us on the show 1,000 times over. And this is just, these aren't isolated cases, folks. These are the ones that had the courage to actually stick their heads out and actually tell you what's going on within these agencies. And again, friends, I don't want to say too much. I'm going to let them say it. But I do want to cover a couple things here. If you want to call in, please do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Go to the top left side of the page, social media platform, subscribe. SOL Radio Live, subscribe to the Rumble feed and or Before It's News. And as I said, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Now, before I get to some of the topics that I want to share before we get into the main topic here, we just got back from Florida. We had to take 3 days to get together some legal counsel on a nationwide basis concerning some of the issues that we're dealing with on a nationwide basis. Folks, what's missing in the equation concerning concerning the things that are taking place, not just in your state, but across the country, is the Constitution of the United States of America. It is the stumbling block. It's the rock of offense to these criminals that you tolerate incumbent. And you can say that's extreme. No, what's extreme is the things that they're trying to do. Well, they transgress the law, and I'm quite frankly sick of it, and I'm sure you are as well. So we were down in Pensacola, and then we went up to Port St. Joe's for a moment as well. So it was boots on the ground for 3 days. We got home at 2:30 in the morning. We left 87-degree weather yesterday, and when we landed here in the state of Minnesota, it was 45 degrees. And I'll tell you what, if you can see me right now on social media platforms, my backside is getting, it's being handed to me, let's say it that way, on so many different ways, in levels, because this pollen in the state of Minnesota is just, it's all over the place, and it's all up in my eyes, I look like Rocky. I really do. My wife said to me, I've never seen it this bad before, and she goes, I almost wonder if you should even, like, wear sunglasses, my son said, but it's just that bad. So if you're wondering what's going on, we went through obviously the weather from Florida to Minnesota is quite a difference. And then I had no issues in Florida, of course, until I got back into the state of Minnesota where everything's blossoming. So with that said and with that out of the way, I want to share a couple things with you really quick. You can see this right here. They just did this in the state of Minnesota, by the way. This is in Michigan. But what they did in Minnesota is they're striking language to that basically convicts a man that preys on children. They struck that vernacular. That is a felony, folks. Okay, in your government, your said representatives are not above that. And again, why? And I talked to several representatives and senators. And what I continuously hear is why the people in this country sit back and allow this stuff blows my mind. It absolutely blows my mind. They just did this in Minnesota, and no matter how many times they get caught, I mean, let's be honest with you about it and concerning this topic. Most people just, well, as long as it doesn't affect me, well, guess what? We are our brother's keeper, and it does affect you. And the fact of the matter is these children that are being violated by these said representatives that are transgressing law, because remember, they don't have the shield protecting themselves. They have the spear as they attack anybody that stands against their lifestyle. And folks, I will be one of the first on the front line to do just that, if not the first. But look at this. This is in Michigan. A mayor's top aide arrested for raping a child and giving the little child AIDS. Giving him AIDS. Absolutely amazing. And might I remind you, friends, you can't even find these crimes in the Torah. Did you hear me? The Lord did say if you'd all make a prey or you violate a fatherless child, he said, I will kill you with the sword in Exodus 22. He said the same thing about strangers, and he said the same thing about widows. Look at how emboldened these criminals are. But remember, their slogan is sex before eight, before it's too late, during gay pride parades. And this is what they're doing right in the face of the people. And look at this. Isn't it interesting? The very things that they're promoting, those that are guilty of the crime, they go to jail. How does that work? Folks, this is totalitarianism. What they're doing is using the law against the law, and the upper echelon of those that are in government think that they're above the law because the people don't hold them accountable. I also wanted to let you know, too, another one of these guys, remember this guy? Former Senior Department of Energy, DOE is the acronym. He's been arrested as a fugitive from justice. This is Biden's pick, Sam Brighton, the man with a bald head dressed as a woman who preys on children. Do you understand what's going on? I hope you do. We're gonna be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
spring is in the air, and with the seasons changing and the hope of new things to come, now is the perfect time to visit our store at sonsoflibertyradio.com. At our store, you will find a plethora of wonderful products that will help you seek and save that which is lost. There are books, DVDs, T-shirts, and more, all containing an eye-opening message of truth, along with some brand new items that are sure to open men and women's eyes and bring people to the knowledge of the truth. Plus, by visiting our store and giving to the Sons of Liberty, you are helping us continue to reach both young and old with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. So if you're looking for some products that will have an impact for eternity and help to support us in reaching the masses, visit our store now at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I want to again show you what's going on here. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. We're seeing the mayor's top aide arrested for raping a child and giving him AIDS. This is Mayor Sheldon Neely, his top aide in Michigan there. And this should come as no surprise once again concerning the hierarchy that's tolerated in that particular state, starting with Governor Whitmer and who she's taken her orders from. So again, the apple doesn't fall too far from the corrupt tree. And you can look at Matthew 7:16 because there it is again. It was just highlighting the fact that Senior Department of Energy, this is a slap in your face, friends. That's all it is. The official has been arrested as a fugitive from justice. Remember, he was busted earlier for stealing. The man that dresses as a woman with a beard, a mustache, and a bald head is his name is Sam Brinton. Okay, he's been busted again for more transgressions and crimes against we the people. And this is the whole purpose of appointing these people. And you're going to see the same things happening through these agencies throughout the United States of America. These agencies that are being created illegally and unconstitutionally are being used and weaponized to go after guess who? Me and you. Oh, don't question what I'm telling you, friends. I've been dealing with this stuff for 23 years. And I know that a lot of the stuff that I've shared with you is it's manifesting now. It's becoming your reality. As the Bible tells us in Luke 12:2, there's nothing covered that shall not be hid, and there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed. Well, guess what? Here we are again. So Bradley's conspiracy theories are coming true once again. And by the way, I need some more because I've run out of all of mine. They've all come true, right? Well, look at this, folks. According to the People's Voice, Facebook is now declaring war on Christianity. Hey, folks, let me say this. In Charles Spurgeon was exactly right. If it were possible for the devil to basically eradicate the church through his minions, it would have been done a long time ago. And I want to remind you something else, an encouraging word on the other side of that. And Spurgeon said this as well, the Prince of Preachers. He said, the world is the hammer. The church is the anvil. And if you look at Scripture, he's exactly right. That the church isn't going nowhere. The Bible is clear when it tells us that the seed of the righteous is forever. Get that out of your mind that the church is being defeated. No, it is not. All politics aimed at the church. All politics aimed at the church. And in self-destruction. Okay? It ends in self-destruction. These idiots here, and these useful idiots, because that's exactly what they are, they're just testing their tinfoil once again in daring the justice of God to see how he's going to respond. And I want to tell you how he's going to respond. The way that he always has. Just go ahead and look at the Word of God. He'll show you how he's going to respond. That's why our message over here is always repent, because that applies to everybody. Because at the end of the day, you're going to wish you would listen to this voice crying in the wilderness, but if you don't want to listen to it, you do that to your own demise. Facebook, by the way, folks, has been doing this for a long time. And one of the things that you're going to find, too, concerning these FBI whistleblowers, they're going to tell you that the FBI has been working with Facebook and big tech companies to censor the voice of, guess who? Conservatives, just like we told you. And folks, I say that with a little frustration because we have been at the end of that blunt over and over and over and over again. If they're not being censored, they're not doing you a service. Period. If they're not being censored, they're not doing you a service. And don't think for one moment Tucker Carlson was being censored. That was a psyop, friends, from start to finish. Look who his daddy is. Look at his connections to the Bushes and the CIA. Look at the hundreds of millions of dollars that he has made off the stupidity of those that support his sponsors. Okay? And don't tell me the same thing with Anderson Cooper, Jake Tapper, Glenn. Folks, I don't care. Well, Bradley, they were the ones that came out and told us this. Yes, but who are they serving? If they were serving the people, they would magnify God's law against the crime. Isaiah 26:9, Isaiah 51:4, Amos 5:15. But that's not at all what they're doing. They're fear-mongering, and then they drive you to their sponsors. Nobody does that better than Alex Jones, friends. My goodness. And I'm not, on a personal level, I'm not smacking them back and forth saying, look at these guys, they're all conspirators. No, I'm not saying that. I think some of them are doing it inadvertently. But the fact of the matter is they need to open their eyes to understand if they really want to bring about resolve, then make reference to the law that condemns the crime rather than magnifying the crime against the law. I mean, that's absolutely ridiculous. But that's what they do. Okay? So we see Facebook is declaring war on Christianity. They said praising Jesus is hate speech and will be removed. Folks, I got a gazillion praise Jesus quotes on my social media platform. And that's a big no-no, first of all, to go there. And I'm talking about in the natural. Because it's a ministry. But here's the other side. They're not worried about that. They're just going to keep going forward incrementally. And it's here's the other thing I wanted to say to that. Is it's not like Facebook really needs to censor the professed Christians anyways. Because it goes no further than their posts. Oh, rest assured. That's the truth. They're censoring themselves. They're suppressing themselves. They're shutting their mouths when they should have opened them a long time ago. So for Facebook to come along and say, we're going to censor them, they're already doing it to themselves. So what this is a frontal attack on those that mean what they say, and I just happen to be one of those guys. So let's kind of segue into this really quick. Now, the other day, actually it was yesterday, when I was getting ready to jump on the airplane, I wrote for about 4 hours. And in the process of doing that, I started watching a video by Michael Bautista. And it was, the U.S. government killed its own World War I veterans. And I didn't know a lot of this history. I've heard of it before. This was back in 1932. And what happened is they were given vouchers by the government that they were going to be able to cash in on them. And then the Great Depression came about. And after they came back from World War One, the veterans, when they seen that the government wasn't making true concerning the promise on those vouchers that they were given by the government to cash them, they surrounded in the tens of thousands, the veterans did, armed. Tens of thousands surrounded the Capitol in Washington, D.C. This is the time of the criminal presidency of Mr. Hoover during that particular time. And what's also interesting to note, folks, is when they went to the government that they went to war for, they thought, you know, they found out really quick that that they were expendable, because when they went to war, they were promised the world to go to the war and fight off their political opposition so they can continuously create this new world order, right? Remember what Henry Kissinger said, that military men are just dumb, stupid animals only to be used as pawns for foreign policy. Well, that's what they figured out back in World War I, because no sooner did they get there hoping to make claim on the vouchers that the government gave to them, and then Hoover calls in our own military to disperse all of the veterans that fought World War I on the behalf of those criminal administrations. And they used their own military against them, burning down their shacks, burning down whatever they had, willing to kill their own veterans, folks. This is in 1932. So again, here it comes all full circle, that they did it before and they'll do it again. They did it before and they'll do it again. And it was said during the short documentary that as the city was burning around the White House, because the military came in under MacArthur to drive them out, their own military, men that were used in World War I, they said that Hoover sat out and looked at the window with all the cities burning, just as if it was no big deal as to what he was doing. Folks, this is one of the things that we want to prevent. You know, a lot of people talk about World War III and future wars. You know, the best way to put an end to war is to prevent them. And that is the message that we continue to give here, is prevention is better than cure. And the way that you do that is you always find yourself on the side of the Lord and willing to do what he's commanded you to do. And if not, this is what's going to happen. And we're seeing the same thing again, January 6th. We're seeing the same thing again concerning how the government's been treating the veterans that came back from Vietnam, not only Vietnam, but also from wars from Vietnam to the present, Afghanistan, Iraq, and how many other unconstitutional wars that they've been using our boys to fight. But we've been seeing and watching them treat with great disrespect and reproachful our military. The government's been treating our military very, very badly. And so again, it's nothing new to see what's going on with January 6th. And now coming up to the whistleblowers, which I'm going to go to, I want you to see some of the testimony concerning on the other side of this from the whistleblowers themselves. Because what you're going to hear, as I said earlier during the first segment, they're doing exactly what we have been telling you that they've been doing. I think people sometimes think that you're thinking up things to just, you know, get a response from the people, bolstered as much as you can. Not at all. I mean, folks, do I need to bolster the crimes of our government and what people tolerate in this country? Absolutely not. They've outdone themselves, haven't they?
Wellness.
We're
going to
take a quick break. We'll be right back.
It has to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Talks on raising the nation's debt ceiling are paused after negotiators walked out of a meeting Friday. House Majority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, saying spending has to go down.
Yesterday I really felt we were at the location where I could see the path. The White House is just, look, we can't be spending more money next year. We have to spend less than we spent the year before. Pretty easy.
Senator Tim Scott is jumping into the 2024 race for president. An official announcement is expected to happen Monday in South Carolina. Elon Musk continuing to raise eyebrows from an interview that he did on CNBC where he says working from home is morally wrong. The Tesla founder and Twitter owner said in the interview that employees are more productive in person. Round two of golf's second major, the PGA Championship, is continuing in upstate New York today. This is USA News.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, as promised, I want to get to that. I need as much help today as I can possibly get, but we're going to get to the main topic where the FBI whistleblowers, they are targeting Americans. There's three testimonials, and I want you to listen carefully to what they're telling you. These guys are the ones that had the courage to stand up in the middle of these corrupt agencies and do what we've always told you that they're responsible for. They're unconstitutional agencies. They're being weaponized. They're being used against their political opposition, period, under the guise of foreigners and terrorists. Okay? If we would have listened to James Madison, the first, fourth president, also known as the father of our Constitution, we wouldn't be in the situation that we're in today. He said that if tyranny or oppression should ever come into this country, it will come under the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Look at the FBI. 74% of the American people equate them to the Gestapo under treasonous Joe Biden. Article 3, Section 3. This is a fact. People don't like the truth. I don't understand it. But why? Because truth demands a response. And the fact of the matter is you can run, but you cannot hide from the truth. And these problems are going to continuously follow you until you turn around and face off with them. And these guys jeopardize themselves. Hey, folks, let me say it this way. Never sacrifice truth on the altar of peace. Never. No. We hold to the truth at all costs so the end might be peace that the Lord bestows upon us. Period. Nothing short of that. And that's what these men have done. I want you to check this out. This is Jim Jordan. And one of the great appeasers. And but that's not what I'm after today. I want you to listen to their oath. And then I want you to listen to their testimonies.
We welcome our witnesses and thank them for appearing today.
Concerning what it is
we'll
that they have to
say. We'll begin by swearing you in. Would you please stand and raise your right hand?
Listen to the oath. Listen to the oath.
Do you swear or affirm under penalty or perjury, or penalty of perjury, that the testimony you are about to give is true and correct to the best of your knowledge, information, and belief, so help you God? Let the record show that each witness answered in the affirmative.
That was the reason they put their hand up in the air swearing to God and man, for the record. For the record. You know what would happen during the founding era? You committed the act of perjury? They would take a branding circle with a P in the center of it, a perjure, and they would brand your hand. And then they would give you earmarks. They'd put your head in stocks and your arm in stocks. And then they would nail your ears so that other colonies knew that you were not to be trusted. And they did that, that men might repent and not end up in hell. That's exactly the truth of the matter verbatim. Boy, if only we did things the way that they used to do, friends. They used to deter crime, Proverbs 16:6. Now they encourage it. Let's get back to this.
Thank you. Please be seated.
I want to play
these
out.
Your written testimony will be entered into the record in its entirety. Accordingly, we ask that you summarize your testimony.
It's important you listen to this, friends.
But if you can keep it around five, great. But if you go over, no worries there. And we will start with Mr. O'Boyle. Mr. O'Boyle, you are recognized for your opening statement.
Chairman Jordan, members of the committee, thank you for addressing FBI malfeasance and allowing me to speak today. Aside from that point of gratitude, I'm sad, I'm disappointed, and I'm angry that I have to be here to testify about the weaponization of the FBI and DOJ. Weaponization against not only its own employees, but against those institutions and individuals that are supposed to protect the American people. I'm here today because even though I am wrongfully suspended from the FBI, I remain duty-bound to the American people to play my small role in rectifying these issues.
So he's sticking his neck out there, this whistleblower is, to tell you what's going on in the inside of the FBI.
I never swore an oath to the FBI.
I never swore an oath to the FBI. Why? Because there isn't one. These agencies undermine the U.S. Constitution, and if people would pay attention to the 87 agencies that the federal government has created, have you been paying attention to the fact that they've also been arming them? For what? They're weaponizing them against their political opposition. A week and a half ago, we highlighted the fact that they were again doing it with the IRS. Wow! Another unconstitutional agency. Pay attention to what's going on, friends. Period.
I swore an oath to the Constitution. I've served my nation and community my entire adult life, first in the United States Army, then as a police officer, and lastly as an FBI special agent. Shortly after high school, I joined the United States Army, where I served in the infantry, and I was quickly promoted through the ranks. I deployed to both Iraq and Afghanistan in support of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I served in the 101st Airborne Division. I received the Combat Infantryman's Badge, which is awarded to those infantrymen who engage in ground combat with our nation's enemies. The Army's official motto is, "This will defend." Along with numerous others, I volunteered to serve this nation, risking my life in combat to protect America and her values. I know some of the best men and women this country has to offer. They come from all backgrounds, races, and creeds. They helped mold me into the person I am today. Each was willing to sacrifice, and many did, to protect this great nation. It is our duty to honor their sacrifices by standing up for what is right, regardless of the difficulty.
Listen to his message.
After serving in the Army, I became a police officer. Police officers, like me, are imperfect beings, but we strive to uphold the law and the Constitution. People who go to work every day trying to make their communities better, yet who nonetheless are faced with budget cuts and calls for defunding as we continue spiraling away from law and order as a nation.
Spiraling away from law and order, said the FBI whistleblower. Right. So who are they empowering? Those that are willing to operate in a fashion in reverse, opposite or in contrast to the very purpose.
While serving as a police officer, I finished my bachelor's degree, graduating with honors in criminology and law studies. Shortly thereafter, I began the long road to becoming an FBI special agent, a position I once understood to be the pinnacle of law enforcement, and the way to continue to serve this nation and protect and defend the Constitution. During my 4 years as a special agent, I received the highest annual review an employee can receive. I volunteered for, tried out for, and was selected for an FBI SWAT team. I also volunteered for, tried out for, and was selected for a new unit the FBI created. I also received an award for my work on an anti-abortion extremism case. I've been smeared as a malcontent and subpar FBI employee. This smear stands in stark contrast to my life in public service. This smear campaign, disgusting as it is unsurprising. Despite our oath to uphold the Constitution, too many in the FBI aren't willing to sacrifice for the hard right over the easy wrong. They see what becomes of whistleblowers, how the FBI destroys their careers, suspends them under false pretenses, takes their security clearances and
suspends their job security. Listen, they're extorting their agencies, friends, or their agents, I'm sorry.
With no true options for real recourse or remedy. This is by design. It creates an Orwellian atmosphere that silences opposition and discussion. We know what is right to do, yet we too often refuse to do what is right because of the difficulty and suffering it incurs.
That's right. That's right.
I couldn't knowingly continue on this path silently without speaking out against the weaponization I witnessed.
Again, listen carefully.
It meant losing my job, my career, my livelihood, my family's home.
That's exactly what it is. It is the mafia. Blue-collar mafia, that's exactly what it is.
And now, my anonymity. It's up to members of this committee, current and former FBI employees, and indeed all Americans, to ensure that the weaponization of our own government against the people comes to an end, no matter the personal cost. As James Madison prudently opined, in framing a government which is to be administered by men over men, the great difficulty lies in this. You must first enable the government to control the governed, and in the next place, oblige it to control itself. The safeguards currently in place at the FBI are clearly inadequate and must be reworked to protect whistleblowers and others who are inappropriately targeted. The FBI can extract whatever they want from me.
So let me ask you something, friends. Who is the FBI targeting concerning their agents? Any one of them that dare stands up and tells the American public the truth. That's why this guy has been harassed and targeted by the FBI as a former agent of the FBI.
I'm willing to bear that burden. I've sworn to defend this country from enemies, both foreign and domestic, even if that means sacrificing my life. I've lived that oath out since first enlisting in the Army, consistently saying, "Here am I, send me." My oath, however, did not include sacrificing the hopes, dreams, and livelihood of my family, my strong, beautiful, and courageous wife, and our four sweet and beautiful daughters who have endured this process along with me. In weaponized fashion, the FBI allowed me to accept orders to a new position.
Listen again carefully, friends.
They allowed us to sell my family's home. They ordered me to report to the new unit when our youngest daughter was 2 weeks old. Then, on my first day on the new assignment, they suspended me, rendering my family homeless. They refused to release our goods, including our clothes, for weeks. All I wanted to do was serve my country by stopping bad guys and protecting the innocent. To my chagrin, bad guys have begun running parts of the government, making it difficult to continue to serve this nation and
protect
the innocent.
That's right.
But I, for one, will never stop trying. And I'll never forget my oath.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Okay. So that was the first guy. Listen
Thank
to this
you,
second
God
guy.
Bless you.
Because he gets into more detail concerning what's going on here. Now, some people are probably asking the question, Bradley, why did you say that Jim Jordan's a great appeaser? Because he is. He's the fox watching the chicken coop. Again, let me lay the burden of proof on you. Don't lay it on me. Where's the justice concerning all of these interrogations that him and others like him, Trey Gowdy, Daryl Issus, Jason Chaffetz, what has ever become of them outside of the fact that they let someone talk, expose the crimes of the bad guys, and the bad guys get away with it only to return and do it again on another day? Okay? That's why I was talking about Jim Jordan in such a fashion. He's also under scandal, sexual scandal. I don't know if you're aware of that neither. But again, he can say God bless you and say all the right things that he wants to. What we're looking for is justice, because justice guards our liberty. And again, for the millionth time, until the people stand up and be the law and bring the justice and mandate that justice, they'll do it again to another family, to another whistleblower. And every time these whistleblowers go unheard, you are forsaking your own mercy, friends. You truly are. We're going to take a quick break. Sons of Liberty. LibertyRadio.com. We'll continue on this rant.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Terry, and I am a daughter of Liberty. I've been listening to Bradley Dean on sonsoflibertyradio.com now for about 6 months. Bradley has inspired me for the first time in my life to stand up for godly principles upon which this country was founded. He has reminded me that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Thank you, Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. I want to get over to this again because we got one more segment to go. We're highlighting the FBI whistleblowers, and they're sharing with you as to what the FBI has been doing to them on a personal level since they come out and began to expose the FBI for its big tech connection and their control over free speech, the targeting of conservatives, the targeting of their political opposition, the fraud that took place on January 6th. I think we're all aware of that, but did you know, friends, 950 people have been charged, 350 people are in jail, and they never seen one moment of footage concerning the alleged crimes of those that are behind jail, behind bars. That's all aimed at you, Amos 6:3. This is all aimed at you, Americans. Don't feel sorry for these guys. They would be the first ones to say, don't feel sorry for me. They would say, listen, learn, and engage. That's what they would say. Listen, learn, and engage. Because if you do not, they will be coming for you and your family soon enough. Rest assured.
Thank you, Chairman Dorman.
Listen to this guy.
Members of the committee, my name is Stephen Friend.
I'm going to play it out.
I'm a senior fellow for the Center for Renewing America. Prior to assuming my current position, I was a special agent for the Federal Bureau of Investigation for 8.5 years. During that time, I investigated approximately 200 violent crimes, such as aggravated assaults, murder, child abuse, rape, robbery, child molestation, child pornography, and human trafficking. I also served 5 years on an FBI SWAT team and spent 5 years as a local law enforcement officer in the state of Georgia. In August 2022, I made protected whistleblower disclosures to my immediate supervisor, assistant special agents in charge,
whistleblower in the FBI
about my concerns regarding January 6th investigation.
Closing the agency for what it is.
I believed our departures from case management rules established in the FBI's domestic investigations and operations guide could have undermined potentially righteous prosecutions and may have been part of an effort to inflate the FBI's statistics on domestic extremism. I also voiced concerns that the FBI's use of SWAT and large-scale arrest operations to apprehend suspects who were accused of nonviolent crimes and misdemeanors represented by counsel and who pledged to cooperate with the federal authorities in the event of criminal charges created an unnecessary risk to FBI personnel and public safety. At each level of my chain of command, leadership cautioned that despite my exemplary work performance, whistleblowing placed my otherwise bright future with the FBI at risk. Special agents take an oath to protect the U.S. Constitution. The dangers of federal law enforcement overreach were hammered home to me when I was required to attend trainings at the Holocaust Memorial Museum and MLK Memorial. I cited my oath and training in my conversations with my FBI supervisors. Nevertheless, the FBI weaponized the security clearance processes to facilitate my removal from active duty within 1 month of my disclosures. In addition to an indefinite unpaid suspension, the FBI initiated a campaign of humiliation and intimidation to punish and pressure me to resign.
See, that's the stuff that you cannot bow to, friends. Intimidation and humiliation. You got to let them do their worst, because everybody knows the truth of the matter. We know that they're trying to accuse us of what they're guilty of. And that's exactly what they're trying to do to the agents that are exposing them for who they are within the FBI.
In violation of HIPAA, individuals at the FBI leaked my private medical information to a reporter at the New York Times.
And that's all bought and paid for.
In violation of the Privacy Act, the FBI refused to furnish my training records for several months. To date, they only provide a portion of the records, which are essential to obtaining private investigator and firearms licenses in the state of Florida. Even after releasing some of the records, the FBI refuses to confirm their legitimacy to the Florida Department of Agriculture, rendering the few documents...
See, they just want to set the narrative. They want to drive the narrative. They want you to believe these guys that are exposing the FBI for who they are. They don't want you to hear a word they have to say. They want to keep writing roughshod over the top of them. And that's what they're hoping would happen. But the fact of the matter is these guys didn't bow to that. They stood up. Hey, folks, those that can control you, they're powerless if you're not afraid, period. And that's what these guys are not, afraid.
They have provided practically useless. The FBI denied my request to seek outside employment in an obvious attempt to deprive me of the ability to support my family. Finally, the FBI Inspection Division imposed an illegal gag order in an attempt to prevent...
Listen to this, friends. This is the FBI.
Working as an FBI special agent was my dream job. My whistleblowing was apolitical and in the spirit of upholding my oath. Nonetheless, the FBI cynically elected to close ranks and attack the messenger. The FBI is incentivized to work against the American people and in dire need of drastic reform, particularly in these areas. The integrated program management system incentivizes the use of inappropriate investigatory processes.
Incentivizes.
To achieve arbitrary statistical accomplishments.
And so what they want, friends, is they are incentivizing these agents to do what they're not supposed to do. They're incentivizing them to attack and accuse of crimes towards their political opposition that people are not guilty of. I mean, we've talked, both morning show hosts and myself and sonsoflibertymedia.com have highlighted the fact that the FBI creates its own criminals. They even had something called Operation Pacifier, where they were taking child pornography and throwing it onto websites of the conservatives so they could accuse them of crimes that the FBI was guilty of. So when he's talking about incentivizing, friends, understand what they're incentivizing. They're creating these people, and they want to know who's faithful to them and who is not.
Mission creep within the National Security Branch has refocused counterterrorism from legitimate foreign actors to political opponents.
Okay, so it went from foreign actors, right, that they were accusing. See, they create their own enemies. And then what they do is they slowly switch that. Remember back in 2001, for 18 years, we heard that the Muslims were responsible for dropping the two towers, to only find out that the Department of Homeland Security came up with 72 definitions of what a terrorist is, and it had everything to do with the American people that are Christians, Second Amendment individuals, First Amendment individuals, pro-lifers, so on and so forth. Anything American, they were deemed as the domestic terrorist, and anybody that was subversive to American government, they weren't even named once. And if you stood against the sodomites, by the way, or the homosexual agenda, you were also considered a domestic terrorist. Go ahead and look at the definitions, folks. They're readily available online. Let's continue this.
Then our borders. The FBI weaponizes process crimes and reinterprets laws to initiate pretextual prosecutions and...
Reinterprets laws. They create things, friends, as they go. Again, you need to understand they're creating their own enemies, and they're creating them out of their political opposition. In other words, they're trying to make the good look bad, right, and evil. And it goes back to Isaiah 5:20, but this is what they're trying to do. And this is why it's so important that they shut guys like this down, because they want to shine like a diamond under the guise of their lies. And people see it for what it is, but again, it's one thing to see it. It's another thing to deal with it.
Persecute its political enemies.
And they persecute the FBI. FBI persecutes its political enemies. Isn't that crazy? It's moral enemies. Let's call it for what it is. Politics is the science of government, okay? Let's call it for what it is.
Bureau intelligence analysis capability increasingly dictates operations, turning the FBI into an intelligence agency with a law enforcement capability. FBI collusion with big tech to gather intelligence on Americans.
Collusion with big tech to gather intelligence on who? Foreigners or the American people? Folks, listen carefully. George Soros said, the only thing impeding the way of the global order is the West. That's me and you. They're using the FBI and these unconstitutional agencies to zero in on you. Why? Because you're the problem.
Censor political speech and target citizens for malicious
process. Censor political speech. You better not talk against this. Folks, this is all unconstitutional and it's criminal every step of the way.
Execution. A dysfunctional promotion process fosters a revolving door of inexperienced, ambitious FBI supervisors ascending the management ladder within the agency. FBI informant protocols that are broken and abusive.
The
Whistleblower Protection Act and exploits the security clearance revocation process to expel employees who make legally protected disclosures. I am pleased to see the Weaponization Committee is taking testimony from FBI whistleblowers. I would also like to take this opportunity to address correspondence recently received by the subcommittee yesterday.
Folks, I'm playing this out again because I want you to hear from one of their own. Obviously, he wasn't one of their own, but they thought that he was one of them. He wasn't extorted. He wasn't controlled, and they don't like people a part of their agency like that. And if they dare stand up, look what they want to do. They want to beat him down to the ground, even zeroing in on their families, even willing to incriminate them for crimes they're not guilty of, trying to roughshod them, as I said earlier. But, folks, I'm playing this out because I want you to see how extensive the abuses are of these agencies. Now, am I saying all of them are not are all of them bad? I'm telling you what, if you watch this whole deposition here, friends, you're going to listen to these guys say there's many in the FBI that know that this is going on, but they don't stand up because they don't want to have to deal with the repercussions. Well, folks, guess what? They're not worthy. They're not worthy of what they have, just like the person that runs from the fight in this country is not worthy of the freedoms that they have. Well, they're not worthy of employment. As a matter of fact, if the American people understood what these agencies were used for, they would defund them. Or you would think anybody with a little common sense would defund them. But that's what these guys are trying to tell you, folks. They're corrupt from the top to the bottom. Stay in the light, get busy, bring justice. Stay in the light, get busy, and bring justice lawfully. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.